Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever applies to you guys. This is 35mm Life. I'm your host, DJ, and my amazing co-host, Mike.
Hola.
There, see? Nailed it. Did you look that one up ahead of time?
No, I think I used that one before. Okay. I don't know. We're at 20. How many languages do I have to go through before I get through the whole dictionary?
I mean, you know, I'm kind of surprised you haven't used any, like, Tagalog or any Filipino.
It's because I'm white.
Wow. See, I knew it. Confirmed right there, guys. You can hear it? Confirmed.
Whitewashed American. Brown on the outside, white on the inside. I'm a coconut or a, you can call
like
me a banana.
Like a brownie too. Oreo?
Brownie Oreo.
I like that. Ooh. So we have been talking about some stuff. Wanted to change things up a little bit. In the beginning of the episodes, we want to start talking about anything new that we've learned about photography. Not learned about, like, we just learned something new, but there's always new stuff to learn. Right. So learning about, yeah. I found a couple cool topics that I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Have you seen Euphoria, the TV show?
I've heard about it. Okay, so I know a little bit about it.
Zendaya, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen the show at all. I've seen a couple clips, and it looks interesting. Yep. I've heard a lot of mixed reviews. It doesn't look like it's something that I'm going to watch, but I found out that season two was shot entirely on Kodak Ektachrome film.
That's nuts.
Isn't that awesome? That is super cool, and I'm so excited to see how that's actually going to come out.
Right.
I think like kind of going back to that, because it shows it's like there's a picture of one of the shots.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, so, we'll tag that photo in there too.
Yeah, it's a screenshot.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to see. There's a lot of movies that I like that do a lot of like highly stylized stuff. Mm-hmm. For instance, like Sin City,
mm-hmm.
that whole series, extremely noir centric with the editing, black and white, splashes of red, like all that kind of stuff. Really, really cool. And I think this is something that's really going to help them kind of separate a little bit too by doing that. I'm sure there's other movies and shows that have done it.
Right.
But I mean, this is up and coming. It's new. It's on HBO. So I might actually watch it force myself to watch it just to get to the second season and see what it looks like.
Just to learn. Yeah. It's like a learning experience.
Can't hurt, right?
And also just bringing up like film and Peter McKinnon again.
Of course.
Did you see his recent video where he's actually like stopping digital photography and going to focus on film?
No. Oh, recently. I heard somebody talking about it, but I haven't seen the episode
yeah,
yet.
So he's going to kind of quit digital photography to go into film.
Like completely?
I don't know if completely, but that's crazy. In the video, they were walking through like this kind of, not rundown, but it's just a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they said like, if I had my R5, I'd probably just walk past this and not even shoot that because
of
how
sense.
Fast-paced it is, or yeah. like your mindset is different. But
sense.
Then when you're walking past it in film, you're like, oh, this is the perfect aesthetic right. for a film. And I think that's one of the things, too. Like, we talk about always getting out of photography ruts, yeah. Shooting film and slowing down, mm-hmm. being very selective with your shoots or your shots. And I think that's one thing I've been learning, too, recently with photography is just slowing down. I think we're so fast-paced, fast-moving.
Oh, yeah.
I recently just went camping, and my arms, if you see me like scratching, I'm sorry. I'm just like covered in mosquito
really
bites.
Excited.
I have this, apparently I'm super sweet. So mosquitoes get my blood.
You got that Jollibee blood, bro.
Oh dude, it's too good.
I was talking to somebody about Jollibees and they didn't believe it was a real thing.
It's so good.
It
man.
It's okay.
When I go
the
to,
burgers were good. I can't stand the sauce.
Yum burger.
The spaghetti sauce. I know because Filipinos, their spaghetti sauce is usually pretty sweet.
It's sweet.
Got sugar in it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. It just, it's not, as an Italian.
It doesn't. Fit
it's,
your
it's just
palate.
Weird.
It is
well, I wasn't weird. Expecting it, and because it looked robust for a fast right. food spaghetti, and I had to. That was the thing. Order fast food spaghetti.
Uh huh.
With that creepy ass bee staring at you
yeah.
by the intercom.
Yep.
But in my mind, I was like, oh, it looks like a good hearty sauce. No,
it's very sweet.
It's like a dessert sauce. It's insane. But yeah, no, that's really interesting. You bring that up. I talk to a lot of people about the film stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. And I'm still fairly new to film itself. I learned a lot of stuff working at the camera store and talking with a lot of my friends. But being that I actually started on film
yeah.
a long time ago, and I think, I mean, it's so smart. I saw an article today that said if you want to make, like people that want to do photography professionally,
mm-hmm.
it's such a good idea to start with just a film camera, right? For the exact reasons you said. You have to take time to frame your shot. The settings are super important.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to overthink about how you're caring for your film and the post-processing, not letting the film get too hot,
mm-hmm.
keeping in the fridge, keeping in the freezer, that kind of stuff, it's when you get a camera, a digital camera, and you're shooting on that with the memory card, it just becomes so much easier.
Right.
And I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it, yeah, I think if you guys want to get into photography, just go buy a film, and they're cheap.
You can get
a good
now.
Canon A1 for like $200.
Yep.
Film is not cheap, but you can find cheap film.
Right.
Right. You can also risk it and buy expired film. See what happens. Sometimes it's kind of cool.
Sometimes it's really fun.
Sometimes it's not
great. Sometimes it's not great.
Yeah.
But it is like a slow down, like, let me focus. Let me.
Right.
And I think recently I just went into the studio with somebody for like my Mother's Day shoot and my birthday, and we did a photo shoot together.
Mm-hmm.
And his process and his workflow, how you shoot in a studio, like setting up the lighting, setting up everything.
Yeah.
Take a couple of test shots, see what it's like with the lighting, do some adjustments. Like for me, that works with like a lot of natural light, fast paced things. You're just outside wanting to get a session done in 30 minutes. It's a good like change of mindset.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it was a 2-hour session and you only shot like 80, 90 photos.
But they were like focused. Well, I guess focus is a bad word.
The intention was there.
Because I say focus, it's like people like when you're riding with someone in a car and like, mm-hmm. oh, do I go right here? And you go, and they're like, do I make a left? And they go right. And then you make a right. You're supposed to say correct.
Yeah.
You got to use other words. Because simple people like me will get very confused.
Be like, right, left, no, left, right, right? No, left.
Left. Right. Perfect. Right. Circle. Just go in a circle.
Yeah. Just have a full debate. I think we did talk about that. Like in, somebody brought it up about
going in a
circle.
Circles, yeah.
Yeah. That was funny.
Might have been Callie.
Probably. Hi, Callie.
Hi, Callie. That's why I offer film as part of my mm-hmm. like wedding packages or my normal shoots.
Yeah.
And it's a flat fee. If the pictures come out, then everything's cool. If the pictures mm-hmm. don't come out, something happens to the film, anything could happen, then they get their money back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something different and cool to look for.
Yeah.
So plus it gives me an excuse to bust out the old film cameras, you know?
Do you think a lot of these like high production studios are starting to go back to these analog things because everything's so fast paced?
There's a chance. That's a good possibility. I was actually thinking it actually kind of goes into the other thing that I was talking about too. Exactly what you're talking about. I should have screenshot it actually so I could have it mm-hmm. because I'm literally drawing. Raspberry Pi.
The little software.
Yeah, thingy. It's like a hacker thing. Mm-hmm. So there's a way now to turn your digital cameras into film cameras using that thing. And it was only a matter of time, to be honest. But my thing is, why would you... Because there's a lot of troubleshooting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff to get this thing to work. And I was reading the article, and even with my decent knowledge of photography, it was very difficult for me to follow along on this kind of stuff.
I mean, Raspberry Pi in general is just like a coding software or a coding right. unit that you plug into. I've seen people use it in art school for circuit bending. So put those into like an instrument or a music board, and you can modify the sounds however you want.
Oh, I see.
So circuit bend certain equipment. So I'm pretty sure they're doing that with cameras to circuit bend them to look a certain way.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too. Like I know that it's not cheap and, you know, getting into it and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. But I think if I were to decide to do that more, like if I didn't have film cameras and I was like, I really wish I was shooting film. And again, I don't know if Peter McKinnon talked about this. I would hope he would. He did. I have to watch that video now.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just go buy a Fuji because they have the film sims in there. Still have digital, extremely high quality camera, great lenses, cheaper glass.
Yeah.
Great ranges. They look good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look like the old Fujifilm cameras and they have the film sims. Like I would much rather do that than hack it. It's the same with, was it Blackmagic? Like the stuff you can put in your cameras to give you additional editing right. inside of the camera.
Yeah.
It's
the same, it's like putting on, I think we talked about it on the last episode about putting like filters or that little mayo spread on your
Vaseline. Yeah. I was just talking. I was at a wedding, my sister's wedding. I was mm-hmm. the best man for that. And the photographer had a crumpled bag wrapped around her lens.
Mm-hmm.
And the plastic was sticking out a bit on the lens itself. And I, not exaggerating, I think I had 6 people come up to me, and 2 of them I've never met before the wedding. Mm-hmm. Come up to me and they're like, why does she have that on there? And I was like, it creates like this, I'm pretty sure. I don't exactly know why she did it. There might be a different reason, but I've seen people do this before. And the reason they do it is it creates like this dreamy,
blur, yeah.
around the edges. which you can do in editing afterwards, which is another reason why people use the Vaseline, which again, you and I talked about. Vaseline is a horrible idea to put on there. Unless you put it on a filter first, I guess. And then you're just out of a filter. But that was all I could think about. That's why she had done that, you know, and good for her for doing it, you know? Mm-hmm. But I just, I don't know.
I mean, experimenting for sure. Right. And it's fun, but and take care of your equipment.
She's a pretty established photographer around mm-hmm. here. She does really, really good work. She seems very friendly. She did a great job in the pictures I've seen so far and the other pictures that I've seen that she has done as well. So I'm by no means talking bad about her. If you ever watch this podcast, I hope not. I'm not going to bring up the name of her business just in case.
I'll ask you later,
yeah. But but it was kind of cool to see. It's always cool to see how other photographers do things.
Right.
Always can, you know, pick up stuff.
I know, that's why I was like, when I worked behind or in front of the camera for the first time in a while, shooting with PJ at mm-hmm. the studio, seeing his work style and work ethic was like so different from what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Like selective shooting, little details like where to put your hand, like do you want it up here? Do you want it down here?
Right.
Like, what should I do with my hands? A lot of people in your pockets. He was very detailed, looking from far behind, not even taking the shot, just taking it in first and then establishing, like, the composition. This is what I want. Oh, I need to put another light source here.
Right.
There's so many things to learn when it comes to just basic photography.
Yeah, everything's so different.
Oh, hi, kitty. This kitty's having fun today.
There she is. That's the studio cat, Maggie, right there.
Studio cat Mags.
The owner has a cat. He texted me before I came in today. He's like, hey, I won't be there today, but the cat will be. I was like, got it. We'll take good care of her.
Yes.
She's about to jump up on your bag.
I was like, should I bring my dog here? I'm like, my dog will swallow you up.
Oh, man. I want to see your dog so bad. So cute.
Little one-eyed doggo. I have a picture of him.
Perfect.
That's the closest you'll get
this,
to
him. This is his dog.
I'm about to freaking edit my dog in there.
How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just when we took him out camping, he spotted a deer in the distance and just like perched up. Like, thankfully I had him just like on a leash.
Yeah.
I don't like letting him loose. He's not as controlled as I want him to be. So
he's
5. Yeah. I got him when he was 5. So, or I got him when he was 4, turned 5.
And what was the name again?
Milo.
Milo. That's right. I want to say Cujo, but I know that's not right.
Cujo is
can
the,
I help you?
Is the
like the super angry demon. Killer dog? Yeah.
Yeah. The demon dog.
Maggie, you're one of my favorite characters in Walking Dead, but right now, you're losing cool points. Just kidding. You're adorable.
Oh, he's going to be on every frame.
I think she's a few months old. I think she's like 4 or 5.
She did get a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, she is definitely growing. And she's learning who you and I are, too, because the first couple days, she would just run away. She just didn't want anything to do with it. Okay.
This is going to be very cute.
You don't have to use your claws, sweetheart. I'm not going anywhere. But now when I walk in, like, she kind of stared at me, and then she smelled my shoes.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, oh, it's you. Okay. Are we coming back? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, she's doing things.
So one of the first reaction videos that I want to do with you,
mm-hmm.
I want to get together, like, a compilation of, like, photography fail videos.
Oh, nice.
And then also I want to do DIY hacks
mm-hmm.
because I hate a lot of them. They're just... There's not like,
oh, you never know. Like, what if we do try it and then it actually works and you're just like, why did I hate this so much?
Oh no, there's a lot of really cool stuff out there.
There's a lot of really bad stuff out
but
there.
But like I've seen people like, oh, put your knife to the bottom of the lens and it makes a reflection. Ooh. That's what your phone is for.
Yeah.
Like your phone is it's a flatter platform, it's bigger, and guess what? You won't cut your lens with your phone.
Yeah, that's so scary.
So stuff like that.
Oh, hi Kenny.
that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. But
when you do this thing. Just make the effect right here.
Yeah, the mirrors. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
When it's done right.
When it's done right.
Those guys. Did you watch that channel? I uh-huh. completely forget. Yeah, it's cool, right?
Yeah,
they're awesome.
Little photography edit.
And they do. Yeah,
or not the edit. The challenge.
The challenges. Channel. Yeah, we really should do that too. And
I
talked. I know Bryce said he was down for that. That'd be really cool. Oh, I asked for his name. Remember, I asked for his number the other day. So I did a graduation shoot. Mm-hmm. This last weekend. So it's a two-part graduation shoot. One Ooh. Is for the announcements.
Yeah.
So that she can mail these out. And then the second part of it is actually going to be at the graduation in Sacramento. It's near Sacramento.
Nice.
So it was really cool. We went to the Virgil again.
Mm-hmm.
$75 an hour to rent that place. Did you know
That's
that?
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Completely worth it. And it's going to be added to my things, like my shooting repertoire for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little bit of different editing than I usually do, but I think it's... She, So she likes video games like we do. Mm-hmm. She likes fantasy video games, things like that. So doing something a little more whimsical, a little more of a, like a, like, a, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Dude, that spot is so money. I freaking love that spot.
It's honestly, it takes, it's easy, not easy, but like it makes the shots easy.
Yeah.
Cause everything just looks good as is. Shooting from the balcony straight down.
Recognize that.
Bam. Of course. And I did a little bit of God Ray edit mm-hmm. to come in on the side. But yes. Yeah, there's gonna be good. And the dehazing filter in Lightroom, it's learning so fast.
Yeah.
It's so good now. And it was meh in the beginning, amazing now.
Mm-hmm.
As always, Mike and I have a rule, I guess you could say. We talked about this before. When it comes to editing, like little is more.
Yeah.
Right. And these are a little more edited, like I said, than I normally do. But I think and she's happy with them, that's the really important part.
Right.
So there's still a few more that I have to get, done to send to her. Mm-hmm. I told her she'd have them by tomorrow so that she can send them out. And I sold her the rights so she can print out all that kind of stuff. So
that's the season we're in right now. Just busy grad season, a lot of photos for graduations and
lots and lots. Ugh.
Yeah. I saw somebody, I think it was like 170 clients for grads this year.
Wow. Is that Callie? Like that was just a normal Tuesday for her?
Oh, that's that's a normal Tuesday for Cali, but this was somebody's whole season for grad photos.
That's insane. Right,
here's the picture of my doggo.
Let me see.
Look at him.
Oh, he's so cute. Just want
to. I got his good eye. His ears. And then don't try to focus on my numbers on there. So don't try to steal my number and text me all the time. it's on the dog tag. I can steal Michael's number now.
You guys could also just ask me. I'll give it to you for $15.
15? I'm only worth 15 to you. Fine, whatever. It's because I didn't go to the Moon Rocks with you that one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you had to go camping or whatever. That's real, real cute.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of people out there, but it gave me a really good idea to go. So I knew that Reno's really bright, mm-hmm. obviously, even from that distance, because we're pretty far north there, but south is where the Milky Way is coming out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the galactic core doesn't come up until, like, doesn't break those mountain range right there until like one, but Reno's just to the right. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of pollutes in that direction. So like the picture that I sent you, with my car,
mm-hmm.
that is a, almost a compilation. That's wrong. What's the word I'm thinking when you composition? There that was go. Painful. It's a composition, composition. And I don't normally do compositions, but sometimes they're necessary. So that Milky Way shot is that big, the one that's in my living room. And I just put that up cause there was just no way to get the actual stars that night. And Aaron was there with a couple of our regular mm-hmm. group clients. He saw that and he's like, I think you're right, man. I think I might have to go south. So we're looking at relocating that class from Moon Rocks to Gardnerville.
Nice.
There's a couple of places down there, very far away from light and shooting south. There's nothing down there. So, well, Gardnerville, but there's like, it's nothing a tiny down town. There,
yeah.
Yeah. Cause the other option was to go to Tahoe, which we want to do anyway, or Mono Lake. Really, really want to shoot down a Mono Lake at nighttime. I think it would look really cool.
A couple of the lakes that I want to go to for sure, like sunset shoots. I think Spooner Lake would be great.
Yeah, Spooner's cool.
There's a lot of lakes that I kind of just want to explore, especially since it's in our backyard.
Yeah, they're so close. We really should get out and shoot more.
Mm-hmm.
Words. I told you I had big news. Speaking of shooting,
big news.
So I currently work for Nissan. I do their inventory and stuff. I was asked last week by Harley to do the same thing for them.
Dope.
So I'm going to be here once we get everything set up. Thank you. Once we get everything set up through them, that's what I'm going to start doing. And they're paying for it all, of course, but I get to drive all of their motorcycles into their garage, take pictures there, drive them back, get another one, drive it back and forth.
That's so sick.
So, and we were talking about the pay and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not really worried about the pay so much because any money that I make from this is just going to go into my bike anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to give me money for me to hand it right back to you. Like, I mean, I'm pretty much doing this stuff for free for you guys.
Right.
She is everywhere, huh?
Oh, the one time she was here with Bryce, not like this.
No. Yeah, she was very shy then.
Today?
She is.
Oh, she's having her way with us today.
I hope you guys like cats. I love cats. She's cute. Watch Joel watches and be like, oh, she is everywhere.
She's doing the do.
You can't, You can't block his beautiful face. His fans need to see him.
This just means we're going to have to like promote our video more.
I agree.
Because they need to see us. They're going to be like, what cat are you talking about? I know, her claws are out, so she's just like
so sharp.
Poking it's at unnecessary. Us. Kitty, we might have to let you go out soon before you start.
Hi, okay. There was, I completely got derailed just now. Talking about,
she's taking the episode, that's for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Queen Maggie.
So, fun news from the Oahu Photography Tours front.
Mm-hmm.
One of the vans got broke into yet again.
Oh my gosh. At least it's not in San Francisco. That would be like every day.
Our vans don't get broken into every day. But every single day that I went around with tours, there mm-hmm. would be, you would see glass on the ground somewhere. A vehicle just got broken into
mm-hmm.
all the time. Really sucks. And I'll show you this real quick. So the owner, my buddy Alex, he just, one of the tour guides, this is the second time it's happened. He's one of our newer guides, but this is the, all the shattered glass and stuff in there.
My gosh.
Yeah, it's really upsetting. But fun fact, we have cameras inside those vans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's not a secret. You can see them. They're clearly mounted on the window. Okay. We have a picture of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
We found out who the guy is. We know his address, his phone number, because he has a criminal record and it's public.
Oh my God.
And he's also registered.
Are you going to be making money on this?
No. But I hope for whatever reason he hears this podcast and he knows that he's an idiot. He looked right in the camera and continued to do it. But yeah, he's on the sex offender registry too for Hawaii.
Oh so my
he was
gosh.
Very easy to find. The cops are like, we know this guy. Like they knew exactly who it was and like, we'll get him.
Good.
So it's just, I told Alex, I was like, hey man, check it out. I'm going to move back to Hawaii and I'm just going to follow the tour vans around every once in a while in my car and just wait for this stuff to happen.
Right.
I'll be like Chris Hansen, like, hey, why don't you take a seat? Just sit right there. Just sit right there. Give my stuff back.
Yeah, lady for lost real. Her purse. I hate that. That's it sucks. So stupid.
But I thought you might get a kick. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I thought you might get a kick out of it because of the whole your car thing. Don't do it.
This cat is.
I know.
Oh.
Because if we leave it, don't hit the record button.
That'd be so funny.
I don't know if you guys.
Zoom
you guys
it in, can't, zoom it out.
You guys can't see. Hold on. Should I turn?
Yeah.
Okay, now, yeah, of course, no, now you're going to come out this way. Stop it. Anyway, she's sitting on this other chair right here.
Yeah.
And she's...
looking straight into the glass.
Anyway, yeah, so...
You want to turn that a little bit towards me? And keep going. And stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Little adjustments, guys. Little adjustments.
This is a great podcast episode.
This is a good... You're so stinking cute.
Yeah, I had to take a picture of her. Ow. Yeah, that sucks. I just, why?
So rude. Let me see. Oh, we've been talking about this many episodes and we haven't actually hit on it yet. So I think it's a good time to do it. Stock photography.
Oh, yes. Love it.
Anybody that's been on Adobe Stock.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's a ton of them. But Adobe Photo Stock is probably the biggest one, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple that are right on its tail. There, Peter McKinnon.
That's his start, right?
Yep, exactly. And there's a lot of photographers that I met in my career that started that same way too. And I know we very briefly touched on this on another episode about you have to find that perfect middle ground between a beautiful photography shot and one that has that is not it's forgettable almost, but it's very specific niche stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Food.
Business.
I mean, like, you could literally type in, like, you know, pretty Asian girl chalkboard, and it'll show, like, an Asian teacher in front of, like, a chalkboard writing something. There's something on there for everything. And you use it for PowerPoints and that kind of stuff. One download, like, I have a picture of a boxer. It was the one thing I put on there just because I was curious how it worked. I made, like, $200-$300 off of it, off of downloads over the course of, it's been up there for 7 years.
Yeah.
So, but the people that upload, like, 20 pictures a month.
Right.
Cha-ching.
Yep.
Because I think it's like 5 cents a download or something that you get out of it.
It's pretty crazy.
It's like
what
up.
You can.
Yeah.
If you need to make money off of it, or like you just need like some passive income.
Right.
It's something that you can definitely do. it's something like, it's not super creative. Like you can't get really creative with it.
Right.
And it's really good for just, not just the photographer, but actors too. Have you seen Shang-Chi?
The
Marvel movie?
The Ten Rings?
Yeah.
Yep.
The actor in that started with stock photography.
Really?
Photos. Yeah.
Do you also know that he didn't know martial arts before that movie?
That's nuts.
He learned, I don't know if it was Kung Fu, and I'm not, Jeet Kune Do? Anyway, he didn't know any martial arts at all, and he learned specifically for the movie. Did a great job.
Simu Liu, I think is how you say his name. He also did like a YouTube, he was on YouTube with a production company for a while, as acting, so.
He had to have been in other stuff. I just never seen anything until that movie.
That was like the big breakthrough for him.
Yeah.
So. Huh. That's which is crazy for it to be a Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, started in stock photography. He's in a lot of business shoots, like walking down a hallway with books in his hand, like, hey.
Oh, he was a model.
Yeah.
Oh, got you. I thought he was the photographer.
He was the model.
That's dope. Good looking guy. I can see it. I can see it.
But that does help like the stock photography. If you're in that game, you can help other people.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of pursue other things because you have to start somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And stock is a great way to start because there's not a lot of editing. You don't have to find a creative niche for your edits.
Right.
It's really clear cut. Like, I just need the photo of this. Right.
And something else, too, you don't have to worry about feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Instagram changed it to where you can hide the likes
and comments.
Hiding the comments can be good for certain things. Hiding the like count, I think, is good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people get too tied up in numbers.
I do that on every one of my posts.
I do too. Yeah. You get too hung up on numbers. Like if a post doesn't perform well, you're like, well, why didn't it perform well?
And you're like, this is one of my favorite.
No, exactly. You know, exactly. But in for stock photography, it doesn't matter. Like if 50 people download it, cool. If 5 people don't, if you only have 5 people download an image, then only 5 people needed it.
Right.
If 50 people download, then 50 people need it.
Right.
So it's, you don't have to worry about all that negativity and stuff getting in your head about everything.
Yeah, this cat.
I can't. So funny.
So funny.
There's,
I think I talked about it too, is a site called Pexels. Pexels.us.
Yep.
They have like challenges for photographers to just join in. You can join the at-large community. There's like a hero profile, so you'll submit and you'll get like a little badge and rewards from them. You might be able to get free stuff. Depending on how many features you get.
Is this one of the ones where you have to pay every time you upload to a competition? Okay. Because there's some contests
you
join.
Like that,
yeah.
Right?
The Weather Channel has a photography competition every year.
Doesn't Nat Geo too?
Yes. The Nat Geo one to me is actually both of them. Nat Geo and Weather Channel. They're great competitions. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool just to put your stuff out there because you never know who's going to see it.
Right.
But it follows very, very unfortunately. If you have a huge following on social media, you're automatically, because you're going to get more votes.
Right.
So the 2 years that I competed in the Weather Channel one, first year I got, 75th place. And the second year I got 42nd place out of, I don't even remember now. It was tens of thousands of entries. But
it's worth trying.
No, exactly. All the people
you never
that,
know. Yeah.
Not all the people. Some of the people, the top like 5 people had like literally several hundred thousand followers.
Mm-hmm.
There were people that were in like the 100th place or past, cause you can see all the posts and I would just scroll through and there was some stuff in there that was really, really strong. Like stuff that I think would have been top 10 contention for sure. There was stuff better than mine on there for sure. And they just didn't have, like I looked a couple of them on Instagram. They have like a couple hundred followers and it just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it unsung heroes, underdogs, all that kind of stuff. You know, if you guys type in like photography on Instagram, Vero, anything like that, you'll see just some of the most randomly awesome stuff. Click on the profile, no followers.
Right.
You know, just saturated. It's hard to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Another benefit to stock photography. Your name will follow your stuff.
Right.
People know like, oh, so if you type in like, if you try to find like a stock cat shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, but I know Michael takes really bomb cat shots. So you type
this
in cat
gonna be
and then Michael and then bam. Yeah.
Zoom in. Maybe. There you go. Stock photo of this cat.
Super
yeah, cute. It is a great tool to kind of just continue challenging yourself in photography too.
Yeah.
If you just need something to do every once in a while.
When you're just sitting around twiddling your thumbs.
I post on Pexels a lot because a lot of people do download it. And I think I have the most views that I've ever had with photography on there. I'm at like 1.2 3 million.
That's awesome.
Views over a year.
That's super dope.
And then like 77,100 views on just one post.
I'm gonna have to check that. I haven't.
Pexels is really cool. Done that one yet. We use Pexels for like our church downloads if we need like background stuff, because you can get a little bit more creative. A lot of the donations do go directly to the artist. Because you can donate through like their PayPal. It's not through like a direct source.
Like from a tip kind of?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it'll lead you to like a certain page for like their PayPal.
So when you
can put your Instagram handle on there, Facebook, whatever.
Okay. So when you put stuff on there, are you giving up rights to it? Like, can you still, like if I put one of my pictures up there, like of a sunset, can I still sell it?
I'm pretty sure you can still sell it. Okay. Yeah. It's just like something, a place for them to download these photos. Let me pull up the website right now.
Insatiable, this cat.
My phone is like lagging because I have no battery.
My cat is 1,000 times tougher than you. You got nothing good.
So like you have your name and then your profile stuff. Look, like it's me. But like
you should put one of the pictures that Bryce took you up there.
I do want to.
Yeah. Definitely think that we important.
I don't normally post, like, I don't post people on this. I use it mostly to do landscape because I don't want to ask people for permission.
Right. There's all the gray area with that red tape.
But yeah, look at the total view count from the last month. You have statistics.
That's so dope, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then like you can get posts that like are starred, or the starred ones are like featured posts.
Oh, okay.
That you'd want.
To the top of your...
Gotcha. Not to the top, to the actual like main page.
Oh.
Like they get featured onto like...
Oh, so if it gets featured, you get a star?
Yeah.
That was cool. I just saw like three of them right there.
Yeah, I have a lot of them that are up there because they're quality.
They are.
Yeah.
I've seen your stuff, dude. It's good.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, you can get donations from this spot. It'll just get your name out there. I probably gained a couple followers from here on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many, but you just never know who you're going to outreach if this might be like the blow up stage for you. You just never know.
Yeah, it's...
Ah, don't scratch the lens. Kitty!
It's a $2,300 lens you're touching with your fuzzy little paws.
Just a freak out of, don't touch my stuff.
You're shooting the 24-70, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The GM2?
Yep,
perfect.
We have the same setup. So good. Except I have the ND filter on here. I didn't take it off. It's covered in water because I was at a lake.
Yeah, what happened with that?
It just got splashed with... water.
I was just looking and I was like, I'm checking to make sure that, because I can see where they are on the lens and make sure you can't see.
I just never
like,
cleaned it, but
you can't see the particles or anything.
No,
right?
You can't. No, it's good.
It's all about this.
It's all about the facial features. I know I have the raccoon eyes. I could just.
That's funny. Yeah. So stock photography, great way to get into things, guys. Both Mike and myself have done. I think between you and I'm pretty sure we've done a lot, like a majority of the photography outlets, just at least testing. Or try.
Let's see. So we can go down the list. Stock, we've definitely done.
Yep.
Wildlife, have you experimented with? Yep. Street.
Oh, yeah.
Portraits for sure. Weddings, yep. College grads.
Boudoir.
Boudoir. I haven't done that yet.
No?
That's the one I want to, but I haven't got to.
It's hard to... There's a very few people that have made a name for themselves in that. It's very hard to get into that. Just like Patrick was asking, like, how do you make the opposite sex feel comfortable? And that's... Boudoir is such an important one.
Yeah.
Such an important one.
Yeah.
And as a male in a female driven or predominantly female driven craft, it can be hard.
For sure.
I hope you get one though.
One of these days for sure.
It can't be. I mean, it's probably, I mean, you know quite a few like models and stuff, so they want to take some, like, I want to take some pictures for my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that'd be a perfect way to get into it, you know what I mean? Boudoir, sports.
Sports. I haven't gotten gigs for sports. I've shot it. It's for fun.
I may have a couple of shoots that I need you to help me with, actually, sports-wise. Nice. It's a barrel race out in Fallon.
Oh,
nice. I talked to Aaron about it, too, at Moonrocks. Mm-hmm. He did it before. He had a good time. It just wasn't his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured, and obviously I would, you know, pay you.
But
I'm not able to do these last two runs because I have my Chicago trip and my PNW trip. So I'm not going to be able to be there. But if you go, all you got to do is shoot. I'll take care of the editing and the uploading and stuff, and you'll get a flat fee. So if I make no money, it doesn't matter. You still made some. So So it's a win-win for you. And then hopefully a little bit
for a win-win for you too.
Yeah.
Just everything's blurry. Nothing's in focus. I don't know how to shoot things.
Don't do that to me.
I try not to.
I got faith in you. I mean, look at the camera you're using. Yeah, you'd be good.
But it's not all about the camera, guys.
No, definitely not. But the camera does help in this situation. The camera does help. The
autofocus.
Oh, it's insane. Oh, eye-catching. So nice. Everything is so good. I almost feel like it's cheating. Like I said, cheating. Like a hack.
Yeah, it is a hack. Using good equipment's a hack. But it's also very expensive.
Very expensive.
Don't think about it. It's very expensive. We were talking about gear stuff with a friend. Like, why do I need this memory card and not this memory card?
Yeah.
I was like, there's speed differences, there's upload, there's, what is it, sync speed?
Reading
and writing speeds, yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, that's, so Sony has the CF Express A,
mm-hmm.
And they're the only ones that have the CF. If you have a CF Express, they're more than likely going to be Bs, unless you're shooting Sony, that one that goes in there is an A. But they are insanely fast, and they came out with a 640 gig one for like $2,800. And I
mind blowing.
I can't use that because these, so the ones we're using right now, 256 gigs,
mm-hmm.
right? 256 gigs gives us 10 and a half hours of recording time with the settings we're using right now, as you guys see it, right? So roughly just over 2.5 times that, mm-hmm. right? Roughly. You could almost shoot an entire day of video.
Yeah.
Your memory card at that point, if you're trying to do like a time lapse or a video, your battery will fail
before the memory card is. Yeah.
That is insane to me.
Yeah.
Like the only way I can see that being useful is if you have a dedicated power source using a dummy battery or something, that way your camera's never going to die and you're just running it.
Right. Forever.
That's an investment. That memory card, which is itty bitty, that memory card is worth
as much as the body.
Exactly. It's insane.
A little bit more.
Absolutely insane. Yeah. Just nutters.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious though. And Sony was super proud. They're like, look at our memory card. And I was like, cool. Click no.
$2,800. No, thank you.
Hard pass.
Yep. We've done Astral.
Oh yeah.
Which I should have done with you guys in the Moon Rocks, but that's okay.
You had to go camping.
When? I did a little bit. Went out to the lake. Yeah. Nice. I went out to the lake. I didn't get a lot because this freaking dog was like everywhere, circling my car.
Wait, which lake did you go to?
Lake Francis.
Oh, okay.
In Dobbins, California.
I've been there before. Pretty nice.
Pretty cool. Pretty nice.
Do you guys have cabins or like tents?
Cabins.
Or?
We're Filipinos. We don't like to camp.
Glamping.
Camp. Yeah, it's glamping.
Glamping.
I took this shot. That's not the one I want. I want the one in landscape. It's a landscape photo. Took that.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. I wanted to get the star trails, but there was this creepy stray dog, big black dog.
Oh, not your dog.
I don't know what it was. Not
my dog. I genuinely thought you were like, you know, black dog is an omen, right?
Hmm?
Black dog is an omen.
It is?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's the canine version of the Reaper.
Oh, nice, great.
Death follows the black dog everywhere it goes.
Yay. I was in my Tundra driving it through. This black dog just stops and like stares me down my lens, my eyes. I'm just like, please move.
Did it have a call or anything?
No.
Oh yeah, creepy.
And then I like drove past it and I got out of my car and then I went into my trunk, set up my tripod. Like, I set it up in my trunk because I didn't want to put it out there for the dog to just, like, roam around and maybe knock it down.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting in my truck, and I just hear this dog just, like, circling and growling. And I'm just like, am I going to die today?
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that's the shot I got for trying to run into the dog.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, for you to get the star trails, you would have had to take about 5 shots, 50-minute increments, and just rotated them and overlaid them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was talking to somebody out there at Moonrocks. 9 hours and 50 minutes mm-hmm. is the average to get a full 360 of one star.
That's so crazy.
As long as you're pointing at the North Star, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And again, battery's not going to last that long
right.
taking a picture. So dedicated power source. That's why a lot of people just do it in bursts.
Right.
You know, 50-minute
bursts. For what it's worth, it's a good shot.
I like it. I like the color. I like the tone. I like the mood, especially knowing that the dog was there.
Yeah.
It kind of makes that mood even like creepier.
The raw's not even that bad either. The raw's pretty, it's pretty underexposed, but for what the raw is, it's
oh yeah, you got pulled a lot of it back.
Yeah.
What's in the bottom right corner?
Grass.
Oh, what light hit that?
My car.
Perfect. It just, it sticks out. So yeah.
Yeah. I saw it. I was like, in the edit, I'll edit that out.
Did you? Oh, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Photoshop that. Get it out of here.
Nice.
Like, move that away. Oh, that's that dog was so scary. Just like,
oh yeah.
I don't know what to do. I didn't have my dog with me either. It was just by myself. Right. I left him in the cabin to sleep. And I was just like, oh, gonna die.
Do you think your papa would have fought the dog?
Probably.
Nice. I think he'd have won.
Yeah. He's aggressive. He's great with humans. Loves humans. Other dogs hate him.
Or cats, apparently.
I don't know. I haven't experimented with cats, and I'm afraid to.
No.
My kitty. That was
unnecessary. I don't know why you jumped and used me as a scratching post. Oh, that hurts so bad. I think I'm bleeding from like 6 different places right now.
Well, I am itching in like 40 different places. My sweet, sweet blood. Sweet Jolly Bee blood. Sweet, sweet Jolly Bee. Oh, hi.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
That's so funny.
If we ever make merch, that's going to be one of yours.
Sweet Jolly Bee blood.
I want like the Filipino flag and inside of us say Sweet Jolly Bee blood.
Yes, we will. That'd be funny. Oh, the merch things that'll come out of this podcast. Oh, man.
I was thinking about that today. A lot of my listeners know that I have Gypsy, the black the black cat with the yellow eyes. Cammy bought these little black plushies. Super cute. Mm-hmm. Itty bitty. It started out as a big...
You have the big one.
The big one, right? So that was the mom. And then she bought a dad cat, which was like very long and skinny, like a ferret.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on that trip, and then I came back from Vegas. When I came back from Vegas, they had babies, and it's just three little black plushies that she got. But I would love to get something like that, and it'll say like 35 millimeter life or something on it, like, and you're like, you know, whatever. I have a lot of ideas for stuff like that. It'd be kind of cool.
If we make it big enough, we'll just have a lot of merch too.
That'd be super cool.
Dude, if we have like a merch line for camera gear.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so nuts.
We would have to, Kyle would be a good guy to talk to about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he went as far as making the whole filter thing that I got.
That filter thing's dope.
It's super cool. It's upsetting that the Chinese ripped that off. Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Another form of stealing.
Another form of stealing. We hate stealers here. Dude. Theft is not part of our podcast.
That could be another shirt. Like, theft is less than love, or love is better than theft.
Theft is bad.
Theft is bad. It's theft equals
like,
bad.
It's like dab. Like dab. Bad. Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. It's tib. Tab.
Tab.
No.
Thefts are bad.
Tib. Tib.
Tib. It's not as good of a word as dab, though.
Aren't you guys glad you're along for this brainstorming?
Yeah, this is a brainstorming session now. Episode 22 of the podcast. We're into brainstorming and photography news. Actually talking about photography this time.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
We're almost at the halfway point for the first season. Okay, so if you guys have any ideas for merch, if there's something that you guys would like, let us know.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked too much about merch because like we say this all the time and I hope it sticks. We're not in this for money or fame. It's just fun. Something for us to do. So I have nothing else to do on a Tuesday night.
Neither.
Neither do you. It's perfect. So yeah, but I mean, if there's something we can do for you guys to get out of this, please let us know. 100% will do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even care. If there's a way for us to capture the screen on the computers, we could show you like how our workflow is, how we edit pictures and things like that too. Like all kinds of stuff. If you guys have questions, like how do you do this?
The future, for sure. There's a lot in Lightroom, especially a lot of the changes that have gone through with AI. I think there's a Photoshop update with AI too.
Oh yeah.
Like a smarter way to get rid of subjects that you don't want in the photos.
Oh, okay.
Like instead of using content or fill, you can use AI to get rid of it.
Just pulls all the stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. It's just becoming more and more crazy, the stuff that's coming out.
Yeah.
And you know what though? I think for as many people that are embracing it and enjoying the...
I'm scared.
Yes. But there's the other side of the coin is all the people that are either scared of it or it's just too much. And they're, you know what? I'm just going to go back to film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I might as well.
You know,
pull the Peter McKinnon plug and just straight analog.
I really hope he picks up a Fuge.
How do you feel? What if we go back into like shooting movies on like Super 8 or something VHS? Like my dad, I should bring it in one of these days. My dad has a over-the-shoulder VHS camera.
Oh, one of the
one that
oh,
you
nice.
Load empty. Load, yeah. Boom.
That's dope.
That'd be so fun to shoot with.
That'd be really cool.
Imagine just doing a wedding video on that thing.
Which is and you know the good thing is that you can, if you guys didn't know this, you can go into Action Camera. If you guys have VHSs, or anything really. And they can put it onto a CD so you guys can have it again. So if you guys have family films from
the 90s. Thanks for reminding me.
It's, I think it's $25 a tape or $20 a tape around there.
It's not as expensive as it used to be.
No, absolutely not. We've had people come in there and drop like 40, 50 tapes. Mm-hmm. This is my entire life. It's going to be your entire savings too. But Craig does it. Aaron does it too at the store. Such good quality.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've seen it happen. They take very good care of it. Just keep in mind that we see everything that's on those tapes. We have to check on them to make sure they're recording properly.
Yeah, be careful if you submit. If you're doing, watch before.
If you're doing the nasty, they're all going to see it. So don't do the nasty.
You can't see my hips. I could stand up and just show you my hips real quick.
Oh, that's nasty.
No, I'm not going to show you my hips.
All right, Shakira, let's see. You know,
you have to pay for the lower body.
That'll be a Patreon.
On this podcast, you only get the upper bodies.
That'll be our Patreon thing. Like, we pay this much money, you can see my hips.
Yep.
Rose is like, nobody sees your hips. I get it.
I get to see your hips all the time. Yeah.
Rosa says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi, Rosa.
Yeah, I talk about you.
It's a cat.
I don't. It's just. It's so. She's so cute. I actually have a friend of mine in Oregon. He lives in Redmond, mm-hmm. technically Bend. He has a super cute dog, Sophie. Pretty much my niece. No big deal. She is a German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
She's 13, 14. She's up there. Starting to show signs of her aging for sure. And he wants me to go up there and, take pictures of him and her.
Aww.
And I am very excited for that. I love shooting animals.
Animals are very fun to shoot.
They are there. And they're most of the time looking at you, Maggie, most of the time they're pretty, photogenic and stuff.
Right.
So it's going to be cool to go up there. One, to see him, obviously, mm-hmm. but two, to get some shots and things that hopefully he'll cherish forever.
My dog's not super photogenic, actually. Every time I put a camera in front of his face, he just turns.
Just gets shy.
No, I think he gives me the profile photo.
Oh, he's like, give my good side.
Yeah. And it's the one with the eye.
This is right side, right?
Yeah.
My good side.
If he shoots the other side, it's just nothing. It's just it's a wink. he has to go this way. He's like, let me turn for you.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? But it's permanent. Love winking.
So cute.
Animals are fun. What other types of photography are there? What other
planes?
Which is, I haven't done planes.
Aviation photography. Aviation. I showed that.
Well, did you do the air races here?
No, I'm very excited to do that this year, though. I'm gonna do it this year. I shot the. Why not?
I think it's canceled. I don't think there's air races anymore.
You know why? Do you know or not know why? But you hear what happened last year?
Mm-hmm.
I think that. Hey! You with the fur? Boots, I think that might be why.
With the fur.
The whole club was looking at. Still, really? Back to it again.
What? It returned. Wait, what? I guess there is one this year. I guess you can shoot it.
You want to go?
The 13th through the 17th.
Of
September.
Crap. I have to check my schedule. I'm going to Chicago in September to shoot Chicago Eng.
Oh, nice.
But I think that's.
The weekend before that is the balloon races, which is technically aviation photography.
Yeah. Well, we're so definitely shooting
definitely
that.
Definitely done
that. We're definitely shooting that.
Trying to get that Friday off so I can go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Perfect. I normally go all 3 days.
You want a carpool?
Yeah. 2 a.m, get up, Dawn Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Set up the video because they do like the music with it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's cool. If you guys haven't heard, the Great Reno Balloon Race, it happens all over the place. Actually, there's a lot of different places that have balloon races. Yeah. But the one here in Nevada is just really cool. I like it because the backdrop is nice. Got the mountains, the Sierras are there. Even the stuff with the city is pretty nice. It's a huge park. There's plenty of space. There's plenty of little hidden areas that you can hide, and you don't have to worry about anybody else being in your pictures.
Yes.
The only thing is last year, unfortunately, that fire just kind of...
That smoke.
It literally happened the week before, too. Every year since I've been back, we've had a pretty catastrophic smoke season, like fire mm-hmm. season.
Hoping not for this year. This year seems like...
I'm hoping with all the rain we got.
So much rain. Snow. So much snow.
It hailed the other day.
It's May.
And like, I didn't know that it hit, because I heard the rain falling in my house
mm-hmm.
and sparks. And I didn't even think about it. They're like, oh, it hailed the other day. And I was like, what do you mean it hailed? And they're like, yeah, there was like legit hail. At Nissan, I was like, how many cars got ruined? There's a vendor that goes uh-huh. to the lot and like fixes scratches and dents in the used car. The used cars. So they look, mm-hmm. so they look nice. When you buy a car, you don't want dings on it. I was like, that guy would have made a killing had the hail been real, and he's going to
right
popping all these little pock marbles up.
Yeah.
Because they were there, people were telling it was like marble size,
dude.
But they were soft still.
Yeah.
They weren't ice chunks, luckily.
Oh, I think I was camping when that was happening. So I was like pretty lucky. Well, I got bit.
It's a lot, almost so. June and it's hailing.
I know. Like, it's kind of nuts. 84 degrees outside. And
yeah. Just, it was so loud.
It was loud today, too. When it started raining today, I heard the pitter patters. And I was like, man, this is loud.
Is she laying down?
No, she's just like she was laying down for a second. This is like perfect selfie moment for you.
That's what I'm working on here. Let's see.
Hi, buddy. Photography. This is how you do photos.
Hey, get back over here. Look at the camera. Hey, pose for your dad. Hey, not me. I'm not your dad. Joel.
Oh, it's your hair.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's all about my hair. Oh, dang it. Dang it. Actually, can you? I know this sounds weird. Could you go to my house with me after the podcast? I have something for you. It'll be very fast.
Okay. Yeah.
I meant to bring it so you didn't have to go, and I just completely forgot. But if I don't give it to you now, I'm just going to forget about it every week.
Okay. So. Yeah. Cool. I can do that.
She fell. She is now between the chair and my back.
I thought you were going to give me a gift, and you said she is. Like, you got a girl for me? Wow. The podcast really hit off, huh?
I was just thinking too. Rosa has no single friends, so.
It's okay. I'm not really in a rush at all.
You'll find. I mean, look at you.
My mom's like so excited for grandkids. And like, Mom, do you want it the right way or the wrong way? She was like, the wrong way, right, girl? I was like,
I mean, you could always adopt.
Right, girl?
You could always adopt. Okay.
All right, Mom. You're a little eager for these grandkids.
Oh, that's funny.
We're about 50 minutes into this pod.
Nice, very nice.
Pretty good. Buenos.
Yeah, the ones with Patrick's definitely the longest, I think. So far.
Fun. Yeah. Hour something.
That was fun. Yeah. I was talking with a couple friends of mine tonight. I was playing some games before I came up here. Redownloaded Warframe. Started playing Warframe again with some friends. And two friends that I hadn't talked to in a very long time. I became friends with them. So I dated this girl for a while, and I became friends. I even visited her sister and her technically brother-in-law. They're going to get married one day. It's going to happen. I can hear her purring. But anyway, we became really close friends. So when her and I broke up, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Still stayed friends with them because whatever, we like each other. So we play Rocket League together, League of Legends. We play a whole bunch of stuff together. So they got on tonight randomly. I was playing Rocket League and I was on Discord and I was doing, you know, streaming on Discord. And they jumped in like, hey, we saw you in here. We just want to say hi. I was like, hey, what's up? She redownloaded Warframe. We were playing it, got invited to a brand new, whole new Discord with these other random people. And a lot of them are like programmers and they design like graphic design and all this kind of stuff. Really, really cool. I forgot where I was going with the story, but yeah, I genuinely forgot. What were we talking about before? Like right before?
I don't remember.
Oh man. Gifts, traveling, girlfriends, kids adopting. Got nothing.
I don't know how it related to Warframe. If you remember, we'll
no, I don't remember.
I don't think you
will. Well, remember. Random cool story for you. I got to play video games with some old friends.
Great.
There you go.
That's how we end the podcast today, huh?
Sure. Works for me.
Works for me.
All right. Well, if you guys made it this long, we appreciate it as always. We are, like I said, we're almost at the halfway mark.
Almost so there.
Each season is going to be 52 episodes, obviously one per week. Once we hit the 52nd episode, we're going to take a few month break.
Yes.
And get some content. We might start talking about doing like the vlogging style.
Here it is again.
That kind of stuff. So anyway, I hope you guys don't hear that. But anyway, we will see you guys next week. Appreciate it.
Later.